Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yanki Carmel. Meseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mati and Hadassa Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We're going to start today's shiur from the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah had said, Habal Yevimtoi, Bein B'Shoigig, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Oinis, Bein B'Rotzoin, you're kainah. That even if the Yibum was done B'Oinis, you're still kainah. The Gemara asks, Anus Tumaslis and Hechidami, what's the case of our Mishnah? Of an onus, that we said that a forced yibum is kaina. If you tell me that we're talking about that goyim took the yavam and forced him upon the yavama, it can't be. Because there's no such thing as a forced bia. Because every kishoy is done, ladas is done with knowledge of what you're doing. So Tosfos explains that the Gemara's Havamina, that we're talking about that Goyim forced him to do the Bia, can't be talking about that they threatened him that if he doesn't do the Bia, they'll kill him. Because Tosfos says, Rava's Halacha of Ein Oynes La'erval if he she Ein Kishrei Eladas cannot be talking about a case that he's being threatened. Because if he's being threatened that if he doesn't do the Bia, they're going to kill him, so why is it important that the kishrei was done ladas? Even if a kishrei is done not ladas, if he's being threatened with misa, if he doesn't do a bia, the halacha is harig val yaver. There's no difference if it's done ladas or not, because even if he's considered an einus, the halacha is that he has to give up his life. Elamai Tosfos says the halacha of Rava must be talking about a case ala ayri kesha oivde kaychavim adbikin oisei ala erva. The goyim took the yavam, or took the ish, and attached him to the erva, put him on the erva, and they put him together with the erva to create the situation of a bia. He has no way to pull away from this bia without getting killed. And on that, Rava says that in kishri el ladas, that since he knows that a kishri will happen, and every kishri that happens is done with his das, therefore, he's mechuyah to be meiser himself to be killed. And Tosfos explains that if the halacha would be that yesh kishoy shalei ladas, that a person could have a kishoy without his knowledge, it would just happen memela, then the halacha would be he's not mechuyah to give over his life. Because even though the halacha is that for the gimel mitzvahs chamurais, which include gili arayas, he's mechuyah to be meiser nefesh, Tosfos' shita is, and we'll get to this soon, that he's only mechuyev to give over his life, not to do a maisa avera. But if one of the averas will happen without a maisa, he's not mechuyev to be maisa nefesh. So if yesh kishrei shelo ladas, so in this case, where the goyim are putting the yavam, or the ish, on the isha, since they attach the ish and the isha, he really didn't do anything. The only thing that we could say that he did would be the kishrei. And if yesh kishrei shelo ladas, then that's not considered that he did it. Rather, we'll say it happened by itself. He didn't even know that it happened. It happened without his knowledge. Since it happened without his knowledge, that's not considered that he did anything. Therefore, he will not have to be Moshe Nefesh. On that, Rav is Mechadish, that since Ein Kishrei Eladas, therefore Ein Oynes La'erva. That since the Kishrei only happened through his knowledge and through his input, therefore it's considered that he made the Moshe Kishrei. He made it happen. So since it didn't happen in Mela, therefore it would apply the halacha of Yarag Vol Yavar, and he'll be mechuyev to be meiser nefesh. So Tosfos and the Tosfos before says that since Rava's halacha of Ein Kishrei Eladas is talking about a case of Hidbiku Akum, that the guy put him on the Isha, and not a case where he's being threatened to be killed if he doesn't do the Bia, therefore the Akimta of the Gemara of Ansu Oivdei Kechavim has to be the same case. Since the Gemara whole question on the Akimta of Ansu Oivdei Kechavim was from Rava, it must be the same case. And therefore, he learns the Gemara is always talking about Hidbiku Akum. So it comes out, the Gemara's question and answer goes as follows. The question is, maybe you'll say the case of Einis of our Mishnah is Ansu Oivdei Kechavim Ubala, that the Goyim put the Yavam on the Yavama, and that should be a case that the Yavama is Nikne B'Oinis. On that, the Gemara asks that Rava said, which means that in a case of Hidbuk Akum, it's not considered Nainis, because the Kishri happened with his knowledge and his input and his Ratzain. So the Gemara is asking, how could you say the case of our Mishnah of Einis is a case of Hidbiku Akum, but Rava considers this as a Das, not as an Einis, rather a Ratzain? Now, returning to Taisvus's Pshat, in Rava's Halacha, that Ein Kishri El Das is said regarding a guy who put a ish on top of a isha, and Rava's Mechadesh, that since the kishu was done with das, it's considered he did a maisa, and Allah is Yarag Bel Yavar. The question is, the Isser of Gili Arayis is the actual bia. The kishu is nothing more than a prerequisite in doing a bia. The bia cannot be done without a kishu. But there's no reason to say that because the kishu was done with das, that there was a maisa avera done. If we say that without the kishri, the bia alone is not a maisa, then why should Rava say that because the kishri was done with das, therefore he did a maisa avera and he has a chi of harag val yavar? Even if the kishri is done with das, there's no maisa bia of an avera. So why are you mechiv to be maisa nefesh based on the din of ein kishri el das? The Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed and Gimel says a very interesting pshat in Taisvus. He says that we find the halacha that Abiz Rayu de Arayis also have the halacha of Yarag Val Yavar. Now, Abiz Rayu de Arayis means any maisa which is related to an Arayis. Any maisa which is similar to Arayis is also included in the halacha of Yarag Val Yavar. For example, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Heim and Aleph, has a story of a person who became sick because he had a taiva, a desire for a certain lady. And the Gemara over there says that the Rabbanan asked him to even talk to her and to look at her, all because of this halacha that a rayas of Harag Val Yavar does not have to be an actual ma'aseh bia. They included anything that's similar and closely associated with a rayas. So the Chazon Ish goes on to say that so too, in our case, where he did the kishui l'das, even though the ma'isa bia was not done b'das, but since the kishui is a closely associated ma'isa, which is similar to arayis, you would apply the halacha of yarag val yavar. Now, until here, we've been going with Taisus Mahalach. However, the Rambam has a different understanding of Rava's din, and there's a tremendous nafgamina between the two Mahalachim. Taisus learns that the point of Rava's din is to explain why you have to be Meister Nefesh, even though you're an Einus with no Meister. And on that he explains that Ein Kishri El Ladas gives us the Chashivas of a Meister. It makes the importance of a Meister. But Taisus never goes so far as to say that this Meister was done by Ratzin. Rather, even though it's an act of Einus, you're Chayiv to be Meister Nefesh. The Rambam, however, in Hilchas Yisturei Bia Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, he learns that Rava's din is that since the kishui was done b'das, with your knowledge, and that without your input and knowledge, this act would not have happened, therefore this act is considered an act of ratzin, and not an act of einus. So we find two different approaches to explain Rava's agenda. Taisvus learns that Rava's agenda is to teach us that this einus has a maisa, which makes that your mechuyev to be maisa nefesh. However, the Rambam is saying that this ma'isa is actually not an act of einus at all, rather an act of ratzin. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, if you're chayv misa, if you're over. Because the halacha is that by the gimel averis chamurais, harag val yavar, that you're mechuyev to be ma'isa nefesh. But what happens if you're not ma'isa nefesh? The Rambam writes in Perikei of Hilchus Yisodei HaTorah that you're not chayv misa, that if you went ahead and were over on one of the Gimel Averis Chamurais, you're not Chayim Misa, because Lamaisa, the act was done by Einus. So for example, if you were threatened to kill Reuven, or be killed yourself, so we all know you're Mechayiv to let yourself be killed. However, if you actually go ahead and kill Reuven, you're not mechayiv misa because you did a ba'onis. You were forced to do it, so you're potter. However, according to the previous Rambam, by all bi'os of arayas, the halacha is going to be different. And the Magen Mishnah and Hilchos Isurei Bi'ah points this out quite clearly, that because the Rambam considers this act as an act of ratzon and not an act of einus, therefore the halacha that you're not mechayiv misa will not apply. However, according to Tosfos, that all Rav is doing is saying that it's considered an act. It's considered a maisa. But he never addressed the issue if it's an einus or a ratzon, so a pashtus, it would still be an einus, and therefore you would be potter. The Chazon Ish points out that there's a big maila to the Rambam's approach in the reading of our Gemara. Because the Gemara had wanted to explain the case of einus of our Mishnah that we're talking about on Su Akum, that the Akum forced the Bia. On that, the Gemara asks from Rava, that since Rava says, in Kishri Aladaz, therefore we cannot explain our Mishnah's case of einus to be talking about on Su Akum. Now, Bishlam, according to the Rambam, the question is very straightforward. Then how can we call it an einus if it's considered beratzin? Because like the Rambam, the whole point of Rava of Ein Kishri El Ladas is to tell us that it's not an einus, rather it's a ratzin. The Gemara is asking, how could this be the case of our Mishnah of einus? Masha Enkein, according to Tosfos, it's very hard to understand the Gemara's question, because all Rava said is that there's an element of das here, which makes that it's his maisa. But we never discussed if it's an einus or a ratzin. So what's the Gemara's question? Maybe this is the case of the Mishnah. This is what the Mishnah means when it says einus, which is ansu akum, and enachanami ein kishri aladaz, but that does not affect the status of this maisa that it's considered an einus. The Chazon Ish remains shver with this question. He does not answer it. We'll have to say for Tosfos, Doichik, that the Lashon of Einus is mashma, that there's absolutely no aspect of Das and Ratzon on his part. And since Rava considers that the act of Bia has in it an act of Das, there is a part of the Maisa Bia that's done from his wanting and his desires, that's enough to refute the Pshat of the Mishnah. The Mishnah calls it an Einus, which is mashma, a full-fledged einus, with no aspect of das and ratzon on his part. So even though Rava agrees that ein kishri aladaz does not tell us that it's not an einus, but since there is an aspect of ratzon going on, that's enough to refute the pshat of the Mishnah. Now the Rambam's halacha is really very hard to understand, because einach nami, he has das, and he's considered to be the cause of the kishri, but still he was forced to do this bia. So why is he chayav misa? Why is this different from any act of einus? Because einach nami, he caused the kishri, and einach nami, without his input, it wouldn't have happened. But there's no ratzon on his part. We don't have any desire and will over here. All we have is someone being told that if you don't do this misa, you're going to be killed. Or he was put on the isha, and if he tries to get out of the bia, he's going to be killed. So therefore, he made a kishri and a bia. All Ein Kishri Aladaz says is that if, without his input, it wouldn't have happened to Kishri. But where's the Ratzin? We're still left with a Maisa, which is totally an Einus. So Rabbi Chanan Kavitz Aris Sim Memtes Aizdal asked this question. And he explains, based on a very interesting idea, he explains from the Rambam. He first declares, what's the halacha when you have Einus and Ratzin simultaneously? If someone does a maisa, which he's forced to do, but we know that even if he wouldn't be forced to do it, he would have done it willingly also. Now this is usually not negeya, because we'll never know if he would have done it willingly. But Rabbi Chanan says this case would be negeya, because a kishri is a different act than any other act in the teva. By a kishri, the chayk ha-teva, the laws of nature are such that a kishri will not happen unless you want it to happen, unless you want to be boil. And if you try to do kishri just to appease someone that's threatening you, if you just do it because you're scared of misa, you will not be able to produce a kishri. So since kishri is something that needs your ratzon, it needs your desire and your will, therefore the Rambam holds that we consider this misa an act of simultaneous einus and ratzon. which Rabbi Chanan wants to say the Rambam holds would be included in Ratzon, would be included in the Chiyuv Misa. Because even though you were forced to do it, since you also wanted to do it, and even if you wouldn't be forced to do it, you would want to do it, because if you would only want to do it to save yourself from the Einus, you would not be able to produce a Kishrei. Therefore, we know that this act has in an element of Ratzon, unadulterated Ratzon, not because of the Einus. Therefore, Rabbi Chanan says, the Rambam holds your Chayiv Misa if you do it. And that is the Chiddush of Rava. Rava saying in Kishrei Yeladas that this act is a raya, it's a proof that you wanted to do the bia. Therefore, your Chayiv Misa. So it comes out we have a fundamental difference in the understanding of in Kishrei Yeladas according to Tosfos and according to the Rambam. According to Tosfos, that the whole point is to teach us that you did a Maisa, then all in Kishrei Yeladas means is, since we needed your input to make it happen, since we need your das, your knowledge of what's happening, to make the kishrei, therefore, even though you were forced to do it, but still, you did it. It's considered you did it. It didn't happen by itself. It's considered you did it because without you, it wouldn't have happened. However, the Rambam takes it much further. The Rambam holds, since if you didn't want it to happen, it wouldn't have happened. Therefore, this ma'aseh is considered a ratzon and not an einus.
Now, Tosfos is pshat that the whole point of in kishrei yeladas is all to make that there's a ma'aseh here, and therefore you're mechuyev to be ma'aseh nefesh. It's all based on what Tosfos says subsequently, that the whole din of chiyev mesiras nefesh is all when there's a ma'aseh. Now, the Rambam is mashma that the halacha of mesiras nefesh is even without a ma'aseh. Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Yisei De'Atayra, is medayik from the Stimas Lashon Rambam, that even by a karka olam, even by an isha that does not do a maisa, there is a din of harag val yaver. So one could say a beautiful lichitasei. The Rambam cannot learn like Tosfos. Only Tosfos that holds that for the din harag val yaver, you need a maisa. Therefore, one could say that Rava's whole point is to create there's a chashivas of a maisa here, to create that it's considered a teiras maisa to enable us to have the rule of harag val yaver. But like the Rambam, that there's no point in having a Maisa, because even without a Maisa, the halacha is going to be Yaragvel Yavar. Therefore, the Rambam couldn't learn that all Rav is doing is saying there's a Tiras Maisa. Therefore, the Rambam had to learn that Rav is telling us that it's considered Rasain and not Amos. Now, Tosfos says, that where does he get it from that if you don't do a Maisa, we don't say the halacha of Haragvel Yavar? Tosfos says that since the whole Mekar of Gili Arayas having the halacha of Harag Val Yavar is from a hekesh to Ritzicha. Because the Pasuk says, Ulanayr Lesasa Davar, Ki Kasher Yakum Ishar Yeyu, that the Nivelas, the Isha, who was Nivel, is not Chayav Misa, because she's similar to a person that was killed by someone else. So we see the Pasuk puts together Ritzicha and Gili Arayas. So you make a hekesh, just like the din is harag val yavar by Ritzicha, hu adin by Gili Arayas. And Tosfos says, since the whole mekar of harag val yavar by Ritzicha is a svara, the Gemara says, svara is, my chazes the dam and the dach sum ketvei, who said your blood is more red and more pure than your friend, and therefore you have no right to kill your friend to save your life, who said you're more chashuv than your friend? Since that's the makar, Tosfos says, Zelo shayich el b'ma'ansin oisei larg b'yadayim. This svara would only tell us that you don't have a right to go and kill b'yadayim b'makim that you're saving yourself. Because since we have no proof that you are more chashuv than your friend, you have no right to go b'yadayim and kill him. But to do a shevel taisa, then adarabba, who said that your friend is more chashuv than you? So your halacha is, in such a situation, when it's a choice of your friend's life, of your life, you don't do anything. So if the choice is, if you don't kill your friend, you'll be killed, you have to let yourself be killed. Because since we don't know whose life is more chashuv, you have to give up your life to save your friend. However, if the whole issue is that the goyim want to take you and throw you on your friend, and you're not going to do anything,
Taisus says, there, you don't have a svara that you're not allowed to let yourself be thrown. Adrava, who said your friend is more chashuv than you? You do nothing and let yourself be thrown. And since the halacha of Ritzicha is only going to apply when you're doing a ma'isa, but if you're not doing a ma'isa, there's no din of Yarek Val Yaver. Who a din? Naim Arasa, which is Gilei Arayis, which is being learned out from Ritzicha, would have the same halacha that there's only a din of Yarek Val Yaver when you're doing a ma'isa, and not when you're doing Shevel Taisa. But Taisus is very hard to understand. Reb Chaim asked this question in a Sefer on the Rambam. Because there's a big difference between the case of Karka Olam and the case of an Isha that's being Nevelas to a case of letting yourself be thrown on your friend to kill him. Because when you're letting yourself be thrown, you're not doing an Aveira at all. So of course the halacha is going to be that you don't say Yarav al Yaver. There's no Aveira being done. The whole din of Yarav al Yaver is that certain Aveiras, you have to give yourself up rather than do the Aveira. But if you're not doing an Aveira, obviously you're not going to have to be Moshe Nefesh. But in the case of Karka Olam, in the case when you're doing a Bia, even if you're not doing a Maisa, the halacha is, facts are, that even the Isha is Chayiv by every Bia. Because even though she didn't have a Maisa, we have a Ribui, that since she's having Hana, she's Chayiv as if she did a Maisa. Those are the facts, that even without a Maisa, you did the Aveira. So just because the halacha is that by Misa, there's no Chayiv to be Maisa Nefesh if you're not doing a Maisa, that's not going to tell us that by Bia, without doing a Maisa, you're not Chayiv. Because by Bia, you did an Aveira, and by Ritzicha, you didn't do an Aveira. So Reb Chaim says that Taisus just means that if you would have done Havera, still the halach would be that you're not mechayiv to be Maisa Nefesh. Ein hachanami. Since you didn't do an Avera, obviously there's no din Yarav al Yaver. But lo yitzur, we could come up with a case that you would do an Avera, but you're not doing a Maisa. Taisus says, since Misvara, it does not apply my chaz is the dam didach sumchas tvei, because maybe Adarabba, your dam is more chashuv. Therefore, even if it would be an Aveira, the halach would be that you could be Shevel Taisa. And you could let yourself be thrown. So therefore, Taisa has a good raya that we don't say the din of Yarek Val Yaver when you're not doing a Maisa. However, the Chazon Ish, in his Gilyonis on Reb Chaim, he asks that he doesn't understand Reb Chaim's question. He says, just like we know, Misvara, if a person would want to go in a place where there's a wind, a Ruach Metzuyah, that if he goes there, the Ruach Metzuyah will throw him onto a child and he'll kill the child. So he says, of course, it's going to be Aser, the Isser Ritzicha, to put yourself in a situation where Ritzicha is going to happen. So he brings a Taisus and Sanhedrin that you're not Chayav Misa for such a killing because you didn't do the Hariga from your Kayach. But, he says, Taisus over there is Mashma, that the Avera of Ritzicha you did. Since you put yourself in a situation where a Ritzicha is going to happen, with a Ruach Metzuyah, so you made Ritzicha happen, which would be the Aveir of Ritzicha. So if you let the Goyim pick you up and throw you on a Tinnik, V'yismayach Bazeh, like Taisus' case, you are putting yourself into a situation that you are creating the Misa. There's no difference, the Chazon says, between a Ruach Metzuyah of a wind and a Goy who we know wants to throw you. You allow yourself to be used to be thrown on a Tinnik to kill him. Therefore, the Chazon Ish says, Taisus has a beautiful raya, just like the halacha is, that im roitzen lazark al tinuk, you're allowed to let him. So we see that even b'makim the avera v'tzicha is done, if you're not doing a ma'isa, we don't say the halacha of Yarek Val Yaver, hu adin l'gabi gila rayas, if you're not doing a ma'isa, we're not going to say Yarek Val Yaver. Now it's interesting to note that there's a ritva that says almost word for word like the Chazon Ish. The Ritva in Psachim, the Chaf Heim and Aleph, brings a Yesh Mefarshim, that if a guy tells you that if you don't give me a weapon to use to kill your friend, I'm going to kill you. The Ritva says, even in this case, you're mechuyev to be Maisa Nefesh. The din of Yarav al Yaver would apply, because since you know that he's taking the weapon to kill your friend, therefore you are enabling, you are creating the Misa, you are making the Misa happen. So therefore the halacha of Yarav al Yaver will apply. Now, of course, over there, you're not chayv misa for that killing because you didn't really kill him mikaychay, but avada, you did the avera of ritzicha. You created the ritzicha. Therefore, you would apply the halach of Yarav al Yaver. So we see clearly that any cause of misa is included in the halacha of the isser ritzicha, and the halacha of Harag L'Yavar applies. So the Chazanish is very clear. He's saying that Tosfos is saying, since the halacha is you're allowed to let yourself be thrown, there's a raya that even though Ritzich is happening, if you're not doing a Maisa, the din of Harag L'Yavar doesn't apply. And who would the Megillah raya is without a Maisa, Harag L'Yavar will not apply. The Gemara goes on to try to understand the case of Einus of our Mishnah. The Gemara says, maybe we're talking about a Yashan, that the Yavam was sleeping at the time that he performed the Yivam. And that the Gemara says, V'am Rabbi Yehuda, Yashan le'kana b'vimtai. That can't be the case of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that Bein Ba'inus Bein Baratzin Yekaina, and Rabbi Yehuda said that a Yashan cannot make a Kinyan Yivam. Rashi explains, why is the halacha that a Yashan can make a Yivam? Rashi says, the Yashan lav bardas. For lehavi kinyani kinyan, since a Yashan does not have an understanding of what he's doing, therefore his kinyan doesn't work. Now that Taisus asks, that we find that Yibam is different than other kinyanim. That since there's a Zika, which connects to a certain extent the Yavam and the Yavama, even before the Yibam, therefore it's easier to create a Yibam than other kinyanim. Therefore, Taisus asks, why is Rashi saying that a Yashan can't be Kainan because he's not a Bardas? Taisus asks, we find even a Katan could theoretically do a Yibam, if not that we had a Pasik being Mamaya, a Katan from doing this mitzvah. The truth is that this question is actually even more difficult than Taisus is making it out to be. Because the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Yutesim and Aleph, says like this. We have a pasuk, asher yinuf es eishes ish, prat l'eishes katan. That eishes katan is nismayit from the halacha that if she's mezana, she's chayiv misa. The Gemara asks, how could a katan have a wife? The Gemara answers, hacha b'yavim ben tesha shon v'yemechad habal yavim do yaskinan. We're talking about a yavim katan, and a yavim katan sounds like has yibim. And that thing Mara says, Ma'u detema, I would think, kiven de midiraisa chazile, since midiraisa there's a zika, there's a connection, ubiyasi biyo, therefore I would think that habalem is chayi beishas ish, kamash malon. There's a fundamental machloik is Rashi and Taisvis, what's the kamash malon? Rashi learns that I would think that you're kaina midiraisa, kamash malon, that even though you're kaina midiraisa, there's a miut of yinaf. Eishes ish, prat eishes katan, that even though it's a full-fledged wife midiraisa, firusha, tuma, hafara, but still, the gabe killing the lady for doing znus is not considered a marriage. Tosfos argues, and he says that we never find anywhere in Yavamas that a katan could have a yibam deraisa. Vikasha asks Tosfos, ze'en eyal midarabanan, ulapaisla menachim, the whole kinyan is only midarabanan. So Tosfos says, the enachinami, the habamina, is that there's a kinyan midiraisa. Kamash malon, that you don't see there's a kinyan midiraisa. In other words, you would think, since there's a zika, and all you need is to finalize this connection, so I would think that even a katan has enough das and enough power to finalize the kinyan. Kamash malon, that he can't. He does not have enough power even to just finalize the kinyan. So it turns out that Rashi actually holds that a katan could do yibam. So Taisus is asking Lashitasai that he holds that a katan can't do yibam, and he just asks, why do you need a pasuk to say that he can't do yibam? But Rashi that actually holds that a katan could do yibam is actually even more difficult. Why can't a yashan do yibam if a katan could do yibam? Now we can answer for Rashi based on a big chiddush from Rabbi Chanan. In Kovit Sa'aras Simen Chavtes, Rabbi Chanan quotes a Rashba in Yevamos Daf Kuvtes. The Rashba says that a katana that receives kedushin in a situation where the mekadesh and the katana had in mind that the kedushin should only work lichashi is gadla for when she becomes a gadola, the Rashba says the kedushin will work. Rabbi Chanan and all the other Achrayim also ask, how could it work? She's a Ketana, and her father's not doing the Kedushin. Where's the Das for the Kedushin? We all know you need Das from the Ish, and you need Das from the Isha.
If the Isha is a Ketana, she doesn't have Das, how could she produce a Kinyan of Kedushin? Rav Chanan says an amazing Chiddush. He wants to say that a Ketan has Das, and the Maisa of a Ketan works. This that we find all over Shas, that a Ketan's Maisa does not work, is all because there's a Gzeiras HaKasuv, that a Ketan's Maisa cannot produce a Chalois Kinyan. A Ketan does not have power in his act to do any significant result. However, Rabbi Chanan wants to say, this Rashba holds a tremendous Chiddush. The Rashba understands this halacha, that a Ketan and Ketana cannot produce a Chalois, is only when the Chalois is happening for a Ketan and for a Ketana. However, in the case that the Rashba is talking about, where the Ketana is receiving Kedushin, with the understanding that the Chalois should happen when she's a G'dayla, the Rashba holds that even a Ketana has the power to make such a Chalois. Now that's a tremendous Chiddush, but we don't need to take the Rashba's extra Chiddush that a Ketana could do the Maisa for when she's a G'dayla. Even if we go with the other Rishonim, who all argue on the Rashba in Yevamos Kaftes, we still see a tremendous eye-opening approach to din that ein ma'isa katan klum. It comes out from Rachanan, ein ma'isa katan klum doesn't mean that he can't make a ma'isa. Rather it means that his ma'isa, which is a good ma'isa, there's exists a cause of that it can't produce a result. Based on that understanding, we can understand very clearly what's going on in our sugya. Of course, Yashan, like Kana Rashi says, the Yashan la bar das, and if you're not a bar das, you cannot produce a kinyan. So he asked, what do you mean? Rashi in Kedushin Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph says a katan could make Yibam, and Rashi says that if you're not a bar das, you can't make Yibam. The answer is, a katan is a bar das. A katan has enough das to make a maisa. Now usually, a maisa of a katan can't work. That's all when you have Gzeiras HaKasuv. Over here, the whole Gzeiras HaKasuv says, Eishes ish, v'lo eishes katan. Rashi learns the entire Gzeiras HaKasuv is all in regard to the Misa of eishes ish that will not apply by the Yibum of a katan. But we do not have a pasuk saying that the katan's Yibum is not kaina. So a katan could make a Misa, and it would produce a Yibum, because there's no pasuk by Yibum saying that it can't work. And Yashan is very different, because Yashan has no das, and if you don't have any das, you can't make a kinyan. Now the svar for this would be very simple, because even though other kinyanim we find there are psukim that a katan can make it, but yibum we already said before is something that already has a zika before you do the maisa. That means there's a connection that all you have to do with the yibum is finalize that connection. Therefore, it makes a lot of sense to say that the whole gzeiras HaKasuv by yibum is all to mean memayit that there's no misa on this marriage. But there's no reason to say that the marriage is not a full-fledged marriage. There is one problem with this teretz, however, and that is that the Ritva asked the Kasha, and so too the Tosafos Yeshanim on the side of the Gemara, they ask that a cherish, we know, is kainim midaraisa. And a cherish is also a lav bar das. And there, we cannot say our teretz based on Rabbi Chanan that a katan has das, because that's all in regard to a katan. But nowhere do we find anyone saying that a cherish is considered a bar das, and therefore it is shver and rashi, if a yashan is not kainah, because a yashan is not a bar das, why is the halacha that a cherish is kainah? Now we'll go to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Remez liyavama shasura b'chayi b'ayleminayin." Where do we see any sign in the Torah that a yavama is usur in the lifetime of her husband? Rashi explains it means if the brother divorces his wife, and now the person that divorced his brother wants to marry this lady, so we know there's an isur of eshesach shaloi b'maka in mitzvah yibum. Gemara asks, how do we know such a issa? On that, the Gemara asks, "Hai svari, it's a svara. You don't need a pasuk for this. Midamar achmana la'achar mises b'ayla sharia. Since We have a pasuk saying that b'makim yibum there's a heter to marry eshazach, b'chlal lebechai b'ayla asura. So it sounds like from that pasuk that during the husband's lifetime it's asur, since during the husband's lifetime there's no mitzvah of yibum. So you're regular eshazach without a mitzvah. So we don't need a pasuk to teach us that b'chai b'ayla yirasur. We know from a svar. On that, the Gemara says two terutzim to explain why we need a remez. Either the pasuk is telling us the mitzvah after mitzvah baila, but b'chai baila there's a rishus. So on that, the Gemara is asking, how do we know that b'chai baila is aser? Because one could think that this that the Torah said yibum la'achar misa is to give a mitzvah, but even b'chai baila there's still a rishus that it's permitted. Inami, the Gemara says, maybe la'achar misa baila there is a heter, b'chai baila there's no heter, but there's no karas either. All it is a lav abo mechal asay, which is an asay. On that, the Gemara makes a pasuk that a yivama is hookish to a nida, that just like a nida, afa pisha yesh la heter la'achar mikan b'shas yisura b'karas, just like a nida, even though after the yamei nidas are over, she's mutter, but we don't say that she was always mutter, since now she's mutter, so it turns out she was never aser. Rather, we say, now you're mutter, but b'shas that you were nida, you have karis. So to over here by Eshazach, we say, even though now that you fell to Yibum and your husband died, you have a heter, that doesn't mean to tell us that you were never aser b'karis before. Rather, we say, now you're mutter, and b'shas yisurai, you had karis. Tosfos, the Rimaskel Ella, comes to explain the Gemara's Havmina. He says, where did the Gemara get this idea that maybe b'chai b'ayla is only a rishus? So he explains that the loy mistavish hayabah kosef loymar to osi asay v'dochi loysasay sheish b'karas. It's not mistaver, if we have a choice, we'll try to stay away from saying a big chiddush, like asay doich loysasay sheish b'karas. We know from the Af Gimel and Dalet that we paskin that ain't asay doich loysasay sheish b'karas. Now, we also know there's a parasha of Yibum, where seemingly the mitzvah of Yibum is being doich of the iser of Eshazach. So we're stuck, so we have to say that there's a special chiddush that by Yibum we say that asay is doich loysasay sheish b'karas. Tosfos explains that our Gemara's havmina is that instead of saying that the Torah is being mechadish and an asay is doich loysasay sheish b'karas, we'd rather say that there's no Isser Eishes Ach at all. Dahainu, that the whole Isser Eishes Ach is only when you have children. But if there's no children, there's no Isser Eishes Ach at all. Now, if they're married, you'll have the Isser Eishes Ish. So the Gemara is only clarifying about a case of Shelo B'chai B'ayla, that the husband divorced her, so he's out of the picture. So now the entire Isser is really only an Eishes Ach. So maybe it's mutter, because since we see that b'makim misa, there's no iser of karis. Obviously, the iser of karis of Eishes Ach was never given b'makim that there's no children. So too, even by gerushin, there'll be no iser of karis. Now the Maram says that from this Tosfos you see a fundamental yesod in yibum, because there's a famous shaila on the Daf Gimel on the Beis. Is Pshat and Yibum Hutra or Dechuya? In other words, we find some mitzvahs that are Deicha Isurim. The most obvious one is Asay Deicha Lois Asay. I mean, we have a parasha in the Torah that certain mitzvahs have the power to knock away and override Averis. There's also an Indian of Hutra. For example, an Achais Isha L'Achar Misa. There's no Indian of Dechuya. Rather, an achais isha is aser b'chayei b'ayla, but now that her husband's not around, she's mutter. There's no dechiyah going on. Rather, the isha was never said b'chayei gavna. So one could clear, by every yibum, what's going on? Is pshat that the mitzvah of yibum is overriding the isha of eshesach? Or the isha of eshesach was never said b'makim, there's no children, and you fall to a brother? The Maram says that there's a Mefurisha Tosfos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, our Tosfos. Our Tosfos says that the Havamina of the Gemara, to say that there's no Isser at all,
after Gerushin is all based on the problem that we don't want to say that Aseh is Deicha Leiseh Shish Bekaris. Since we want to stay away from saying that Aseh is Deicha Leiseh Shish Bekaris, therefore we'd rather say that there's no Isser Eches Ach B'makom Gerushin. So Maram says we have a Ferush HaTaisvus that's being Paisha Dechakira. Taisvus is saying that Aseh Deicha Leiseh Shish Bekaris is how Yibam works. This happens to be Bepashta Lishitasne on Taisnav Gimel on Beis. Taisnav over there asks, why don't we learn out from Yibum that Aseh is Deicha Leiseh Shish Bekaris? Now, if Yibum would be working with the guidelines of Hutra, Taisnav wouldn't have a question. So it's very neat that Taisnav on Nafnun Dal on Beis is understanding our Gemara's Havmina based on Aseh Deicha Leiseh Shish Bekaris, because that's Taisnav Shita. Also on the Gimel on the base.
Now, this is not really the proper place to be Mayrech in this Inyan, but it's Kedai to say over, there's a big controversy how to learn Tosfos on the Avdalam or Aleph when he answers the previously mentioned question. Tosfos had asked, why don't we learn out from Yibum that an Aseh is Deicha Loisus Eshesh Beikaris? Tosfos' words in his answer are that since Yibum is Mitzvase Bekach, that this is the only way to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do the avera, so we're not going to learn out from here that Aseh is Deicha Leiseh Shish Bekaris. The Beis Halevi in Siman Lamed Ches understands that Taisvus' point in his teretz is to say Hutra. Taisvus is being chayzer from what he held in his question. Taisvus had understood that the Yisayt of Yibum is that the Aseh is being Deicha Leiseh Shish Bekaris. On that, Tosfos is being mechadish, that since mitzvah sebekach, since the entire mitzvah is to do an avera, it's not mistaver to say that the Torah gave a mitzvah, and there's an avera, and the Torah is saying to push away the avera and do the avera. Rather, it's more mistaver to say, in a case when the entire mitzvah is to do the avera, obviously the avera was never given b'chiyai gavna. In other words, all mitzvah sebekach is doing is saying that is not Dechia, rather it's Hutra. All the Achrayim ask from Taisus on the Fehama Beis, where Taisus is dealing with the issue of learning out Aseh Dechalois Aseh in a case of Klayim in Big Day Kahuna. And Taisus says you can't learn out from there that Aseh is Decha regular Lois Aseh because it's Mitzvah Sebekach. Because since the Big Day Kahuna have to be made of Klayim, therefore it's Mitzvah Sebekach. You never have the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna without the Isser of Klayim. Therefore, you're not going to be able to learn out that Aseh Deicha Leiseh from this case. And Taisus himself, and that Taisus Nafehama Bey, says that Big Day Kahuna of Klayim is Aseh Deicha Leiseh. So clearly, that it's considered Tchiyah even by Mitzvah Sebekah. So they explain that all Taisus is saying on the Avdalid is that you can't learn out Aseh Deicha Leiseh Shish Bekaris from Yibum, because Yibum is different. All Taisvus is saying is a pircha on the Yalfusa from Yibum to all over. And Taisvus says that since Yibum is a situation where the mitzvah is to do an Avera, maybe it's easier to say Dechia, it's easier for the mitzvah to override the Leiseh in a case when the entire mitzvah is to do the Leiseh. In other words, if you have a mitzvah on one hand and you have a leisaseh on the other hand, and the issue is which is stronger, so we have to determine in which case we say that the aseh is deicher leisaseh, in which case we say the aseh is not deicher leisaseh. But obviously, if the entire mitzvah is to do an avera, then of course you're going to say dechi in that case. And you don't have a proof that in a situation where the mitzvah was given shaloi b'makam avera, that will also say dechi. Now, returning to our taisvus, according to the Maram, Taisus is saying in Afnan Dalaram Beis that the site of Yibum is Aseh Deicha Leiseh Shish Bekaris. Now this would fit very well with the other Achrayim that learn that Taisus on the Afdalad is not being chayzer from what he held in the Havmina, and of course the site of Yibum is Aseh Deicha Leiseh Shish Bekaris. All Taisus is doing in the Teretz is saying there's a pircha why you can't learn out everything else from Yibum. But according to the Beis Halevi, that Taisvus is answering that the Yisayit of Yibum is Hutra, based on Mitzvah Sebekach, which tells us that there's a Hutra going on, not a Dechiyah,
then Tezan Nafnan Dalan Rebeis needs understanding.
Now there is one ha'ara on the Maram's understanding of Tosfos, because the Gemara came out lamaskana. What's the mekar that a yavama is asa b'chayi baila? That after gerushin she's asa. The Gemara came out that you learn out from nida ma nida afal pisha yesh laheter laachar mikan b'shasi sur b'karis af eches ach nami afal pisha yesh laheter laachar mikan b'chayi baila b'karis. So we're learning out from nida that even though now you're mutter, at the time of the Isser, you have karas. Now, nida is obviously something that's a hutra, because a nida is only tame for 7 days. After that, she's not tame. Now, we're trying to compare it to HSH, that just like a nida was usser and then became mutter, so to HSH was usser and then became mutter. Now, if nida is hutra and HSH is the chiyah, it's not really a fair comparison. They're not really working with the same guidelines. If we're making a hekesh that they have the same halachos, that would indicate that just like nida is hutra, so too HSH is hutra. Rabbi Aaron Kotler, in Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron, Siman Aleph, asked the Zohara on the Maram. On the other hand, Tosfos' lashon is clearly like the Maram. Tosfos says, "Delei mistaver shahaya ba hakost of loymar." Tosfos is clearly calling Yibam Einasei, that is Dachi Loisa Sheish Beikaris. So on one hand, we have a Hekesh Tanida, which would indicate that the guidelines of Yibam are Misad Hutra, but Tosfos is clearly saying in his Lashon that it goes to Alsasei Dachi Loisa Sheish Beikaris. Now, the full breadth of this sugya is beyond the scope of our daf, and I would just like to say over quickly a yisait from Reb Nachum that would add some clarity to this Tosfos. Reb Nachum in Ois Lamed Vav asks that Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis clearly says that the yisait of Yibam is Asei Dach Elayt Yishyesh Beikareis, but he asks from Tosfos on Daf Chaf. Tosfos on Daf Chaf Amud Beis says that the Gemara over there that differentiates between the first bia and the second bia, that differentiation only applies by chayv lavim, not by a regular yibam. Because since a regular yibam is hutra, therefore we're not going to differentiate between the first bia and the second bia. Only by chayv lavim, that the whole heter is based on asei dechalois asei, there we're going to differentiate between the first bia and the second bia, that only the first bia has a mitzvah, which creates the dechiyah, but not the second mitzvah. So we have a clear Tosfos that the yisoid of Yibam is hutra. So on one hand, we have Tosfos of Gimel Amud Beis, that is dechiyah. We also have Tosfos of Nun Dalet Amud Beis, which is mashma, that is also dechiyah. But we have a Tosfos of Chaf Amud Beis that clearly says it's because of hutra. So Reb Nachum words are that you could have a hutra mikayach dechuya, which would answer all the ha'aras we had in our sugya. Now, the havana of Reb Nachum is something along the following lines. Since you have a mitzvah, therefore you're allowed to do the avera. That means it's not pshat, the avera was not given, rather the mitzvah is allowing you to do the avera. However, you also need an inyan of hutra. Because since the Gemara on Daf Chaf Amud Beis says that any time you need to use a dechiya, that's only matir the first bia and not the second bia, so Reb Nachum says it will turn out this lady is an isha asura of an erva. And even while you're doing the first bia, which has a dechiya, since this lady is an erva to you, and you can't do a second bia to her, so she's an erva. So the kinyan won't be tafsi. And we know that Yibam needs a kinyan. If there's no kinyan happening, you didn't do a Yibam. And since this lady is usher with the second bia, so it turns out you are doing a Yibam to an Isha Asura, which is an Erva, which can't have Kedushin tafsi, so the Yibam won't work. The only way Yibam will work in this lady is by making her Hutra to do Yibam. If it's only going to work with the guidelines of Dechiya, then you'll never be allowed to do even the Bir Rishayna. So Reb Nachum says,
Of course, the yisoid is dechiyah, like Tosis is lashon and nafgilam and beis and nafnadalam and beis. But you also need a hutra. If you won't have a hutra, the dechiyah won't work. If you say this, then we could explain our sugya very clearly. On one hand, we had Tosis's lashon, which was clearly working with the guidelines of dechiyah. But Rabbi Aaron asked that the Gemara is comparing it to Nida, which is a hutra. According to Rabbi Nachum, it's starting with a dechiyah and it's ending with a hutra. So everything is good. Taisan Naf Gimel and Taisan Naf Nundalid call it a dechiyah. Taisan Naf Chaf calls it a hutra because it starts with a dechiyah and ends with a hutra.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.